All right, class, settle down. Take your seats. Quiet now. I understand you're excited, but we have to be quiet. I said be quiet. Thank you, girls. Welcome to Male Pacification 101. I'm Miss Scribe, and in this class, I'll be teaching you the best way to make your submissives nice, calm, and obedient, like good men should be. Now, whether you call them men, or boys, or puppies, or subbies, the fact is that men are naturally hormonal and rowdy, and prone to rash thinking and decision-making. It's our personal responsibility, and our pleasure, as women and rulers, to make sure that their basic needs are met. And in order to keep a man emotionally stable, he must be guided by a firm, yet caring and motherly hand. Although sometimes males do need to be punished and reprimanded, oftentimes it is not their fault that they are behaving irrationally, and thus the proper way to correct them is through the use of our bodies and various implements to bring them to mind-numbing orgasms. My model has always been as follows. A calm-brained male is a stable male. Now, this is my husband. He is a very cute and normally well-behaved boy who understands his place is under me. But recently, I've noticed him behaving erratically, his mind bogged down by stress about his work.
You've been stressed, haven't you, honey? It's okay. Shh. Don't be nervous. You're doing great.
If a man is under too much stress or anxiety, he may lash out and break something. He might even get hurt. As such, it is my responsibility to return him to stability. And I figured this presents an amazing opportunity to give a live tutorial on how I personally take care of that with my boy here. Now then, as you can see, I have my husband restrained and naked on his back. His legs are positioned in such a way that his crotch and his ass are fully vulnerable and visible to you all. Oh, just look at him blush. Isn't that adorable? Don't worry, honey. You have nothing to be ashamed of. Anyway, I have placed him in this position for multiple reasons. The first, obviously, is to give me better access to his genitals and his ass. The second is to serve as a reminder that although he is not being punished, he still must understand that he is under my control and technically my property. I am fully clothed and he is completely naked. I can close and open my legs whenever I see fit, and his are spread for the world to see. I love him and I take care of him, but I am still very much his superior. You may have also noticed that even though I've not given any direct stimulation to his penis, he is fully erect. Males are horny, slutty creatures, and my beautiful husband here is no exception. They are also naturally submissive, so being reminded of his proper place in our society in such a stark way excites him immensely. Now, this might disappoint my husband a bit, as he loves seeing my breasts. But during this class, I will not be removing any of the clothing I'm wearing. This is part of something called clothed female, nude male, or who knows the answer to this? That's right, CFNM. This practice further emphasizes my control and superiority over him. I want him to be naked, regardless if I am wearing clothing or not. As such, he will be naked. I am still doing everything I can to remind him that this is far from a punishment, however, so I have decided to cater to one of his fetishes by wearing stockings today. See, girls, all men are biologically, at the very least, a little perverted, so they are guaranteed to have fetishes of some kind. Don't hesitate to indulge in them, but also don't be afraid to tease them and give them a bit of grief for that. Well then, let's start getting to business, shall we? My husband has been very stressed, so we are going to need a very intense orgasm to thoroughly clear his mind. And one of the best and surefire ways of getting your sub to come hard is through prostate stimulation. I've decided today to stimulate his prostate with my trusty strap on here. Now, my husband is a relatively experienced butt slut, so the strap I'm using is almost as big as his cock. Many of your subs may not have experienced this kind of play before, so keep in mind that with them, you need to start with much smaller toys. Always remember, though, that lubrication is necessary at all times. My first action is not going to be just ram it inside him, although many of you may find that humorous to watch, or possibly much more arousing. Instead, I like to begin by applying lubricant directly to his sweet hole. Like so. Is that too cold, honey? No? Good boy. It feels good, doesn't it? Do you want a finger inside? Do you want mistress to finger you? Notice how I ask him if he wants me to first stimulate his ass with my fingers. I know he wants me to, of course. He's my cute little pervert, and I know him better than anyone. But if I make him ask for me to do it, it will further emphasize his status as a submissive in his own mind. It is also incredibly hot to hear him beg. So, come on, baby. Beg for me. Beg for mistress to finger your tight little hole. Come on, say please. Good boy. Now, listen to him moan like a whore. I'm only just barely grazing his prostate sporadically, so he can't be getting too much pleasure from just my fingers alone, now can he? Well, right now, he is experiencing much more than just physical pleasure. He is also going through great psychological pleasure. His wife is fingering him in front of a class full of horny women, and he's just lying on his back and taking it, display like a wanton slut. Although he is very reluctant to admit it, my husband is something of an exhibitionist. He loves to be put on display and objectified by a crowd of powerful, beautiful doms. And as I finger him, notice his cock twitching, is begging to be touched, and has even started to leak some pre-cum. I bet anything he's fantasizing that each one of you beautiful girls might just pass by and stroke his cock one by one. Well, this presents me with a choice. Obviously, he enjoys the simulation I'm giving him with my fingers. He'd also greatly enjoy it if I start to stroke his cock. My goal at this moment is to essentially reset his mind by giving him an orgasm. So, wouldn't that mean I should start jerking him off right now to make him come as quickly as possible? Is that what you want, honey? Do you want mistress to grab your thick, leaky cock and start stroking really fast to make you come all over. Do you want me to grab your cock? Say, pretty please, mistress, please grab my cock. Nope, not this time. See, even though he was a very good boy and asked very nicely, I cannot do that for him. It would not be in his best interest to give him a quick orgasm because he needs an incredibly intense orgasm, one that has built up and is not only pleasurable, but stimulating to the point of being nearly overwhelming. If this was simply like me giving him a quick orgasm before he went to bed, for example, I would just ride his cock and have him empty himself inside me. It would just be another Monday night, I call it. I know we would both enjoy that, but what he needs is something much more than just a fast cum and instant gratification. Shh, don't worry, baby. This sweet ass won't be empty for too long. No, what he needs is an orgasm from this. Honey, look over down here. Yes, that's right. You see, I'm wearing my strap-on. Notice, girls, how his eyes widen as I slowly stroke it. Notice how his attention is now focused on my strap-on, and he's nearly forgotten about his need to be stroked and fingered. Look at the combination of apprehension and excitement in his eyes. He's a little bit frightened, which is normal, even though we've done this plenty of times before. But it's still very obvious that he wants it. This is to be expected, as good boys love it when their doms take them in the ass. Now, just as I did with my fingers before, I'm going to make him beg for it. Once again, this is something that he wants. Notice him nodding right now, perhaps even subconsciously without realizing it. The point is that, once again, he needs to confirm to himself that he is a submissive. It is a privilege to have a woman fuck him in the ass. It is a privilege to be fucked in the ass by a woman while other women watch. So, I'm just going to position myself here. And then I'm going to lean in really close to his face, like so. Beg for it. Come on, beg me. Beg mistress to take your ass with her girl cock. No, I want you to repeat after me. Say, mistress, please fuck my ass with your girl cock. Good boy. Now, say, mistress, please, pretty please, fuck my ass in front of all these women. Say it again. Come on, louder. Say it so the whole class can hear it. Louder. Louder still. Good boy. Here you go, honey. Yes. Now then, I'm slowly fucking him in and out, just like that. I don't want to go too fast. His tight little hole might not be ready for it just yet. And on top of that, this orgasm needs to have build-up. And while this isn't nearly as intense as it's going to get, it's much more stimulating than my fingers were. Listen. Listen, girls, to the little whimpers he makes. When I reach the hilt. I am balls deep in his ass. Yes. That pressure against his prostate is like a slut button for him. Every press brings him deeper and deeper into submissive pleasure. Every little thrust scraping against it takes all the bad thoughts out of his mind and replaces them with me and my girl cock in his ass. Right now, that is all that matters. The fact that he is mine, and I am using him, like he was meant to be used. Before I speed up, I'm going to begin stroking his cock. Did you hear him moan when I said that? That means he still has some awareness of his surroundings beyond my pegging him. Don't worry. We'll change that in just a minute or so. Yes. Listen to him moan as I start stroking his cock. Watch as his eyes roll into the back of his head and all of his muscles go limp. If he wasn't strapped down, he'd probably roll right off the table. Poor thing. He's very lucky he has a wife and a dom like me to take care of him. Aren't you, baby? Oh, poor baby. Let me give you a kiss. This is a very intense experience for any submissive. Even an experienced slut like my husband here. The vast majority of men, although physically tough and boisterous, under some circumstances, will turn into whimpering, shaky, squirmy messes when they're being fucked and jerked like this. Girls. Always remember to give them comfort along with the intense pleasure they're receiving. They are something like toys to us. Toys to give us amusement and pleasure. But they are our favorite treasured toys. And we have to take care of our favorite toys. And make sure they don't break or get too stressed out. That they stop working properly. Yes. Discomfort can take many forms. Personally, I like to kiss my husband. I don't like to get too lurid. No tongue or anything. Just a nice, wet kiss. Like that. To let him know I'm here for him. And now, does anyone in the class have any questions? No? Oh, very well. Also, I see that some of you are rubbing the front of your pants and your skirts. You are welcome to masturbate, but do try to remain quiet so as not to distract any of your classmates, myself, or my husband here. All right, now, with that settled, let's speed this up a bit. Now then, I've sped up my motions, and his moaning has become constant. He is entering complete subspace. He has totally given himself over to me. All resistance is gone. He's accepted that he is my slut, my pet, my fuck toy. His moaning is even becoming a little high-pitched now, almost girlish. He simply does not care because it feels too good, doesn't it, darling? It feels right for him as a male to be fucked and stroked, naked, by fully clothed women in front of a captive audience, some of whom are now masturbating to it. He has closed his eyes in the simulation, so now I'm going to speak directly to him and remind him of the situation he's in.
How does it feel, honey? Feels amazing, doesn't it? You're almost like a porn star now. You know that? Do you like that? You're almost like an object to these women. Just a convulsing, writhing body for them to get themselves off to. A tight hole, and a thick cock, and a slutty, moaning voice that, as far as they're concerned, only exists to excite them. Yes, yes, you are a good little butt slut for them. I'm going to speed up now. I'm going to fuck you harder. Are you ready?
Now then, we've almost reached the end of this period, so it looks like he's going to have to come soon, which means any ladies out there schlicking should hurry up themselves as well. As I've sped up, his moans have turned into screams of absolute, submissive euphoria. Pure bliss. Yes, when he achieves orgasm, he will be completely cum-brained. His mind will be like a hard drive replaced with pleasure and confusion. And when that semen shoots out of his cock all over his torso, a good portion of his consciousness is going to go with it. And this is exactly what we want to achieve. No more stress, no more thoughts, just warm, submissive pleasure. Once again, sound is very important as his eyes are still shut tight from exertion. So, I'm going to count him down. Now, class, pay very close attention to this. Are you ready, baby? 10. Get ready, baby. Get ready to come. 9. Get ready to lose your mind. 8. Get ready to send all your thoughts somewhere else. 7. No more need to worry. 6. No more need for reflection. 5. All you need to do. 4. Is to let go. 3. And blow. 2. Your load. And 1. Oh, come for me, my pet. Oh, that's right. Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, fuck yes. Come in front of all these beautiful women. Oh, moan and come all over yourself. Oh, like the submissive slut that you are. Come for your mistress and her class. Come, 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 more, let it all out. No more thought, only coming. Yes, yes. Very good boy. You did an excellent job for me today, honey. And as for the rest of the class, you did good as well. You paid attention and caused no disruptions. I see some of you wiping yourself down. I guess my husband gave you a good show, huh? Do you like that, honey? Do you like how you got them to come? Oh, he can't say much. He's completely out of it. It's going to take a bit for total lucidity to return to him. Now, class, as you gather your materials and your clothing and get ready to leave, Watch as I stroke his hair and gaze into his eyes. Aftercare is one of the most important parts of pacifying your submissive. He needs to know that he is safe, secure, and most importantly, that he did a good job for his dom and any potential women he was also meant to entertain. Did you get that, honey? You did a good job. I'm very proud of you, baby. You asked nicely, didn't whine the time I said no, and you gave me a nice big orgasm at the end. I love you, honey. Well, I guess that's it for this class. Now, girls, remember what I said. A cum-brained male is a stable male. Well then, we've got about 10 minutes before the next period starts. Go ahead, fall asleep. I'll wake you up when I'm ready to pay you again. We have to do this just 4 more times today. No, don't groan, honey. I know you're going to love it.